The Lois McClure is a replica of an 1862 canal schooner that's also a floating museum. This summer, she, that is the canal schooner, is sailing around the Northeast, docking in towns for a history lesson. North Country Public Radio's Sarah Harris climbed on board.
Tom, can you explain what we're doing?
Hauling out to a mooring, and then we'll have the tugboat come alongside of us where it's deep enough water.
First mate Tom Larson is a strapping guy with a long ponytail and glasses. He's pulling hand over hand on a thick white rope, getting the Lois onto the water for a four-month voyage. The tugboat ties up at the Lois, and we head out on Lake Champlain. Art Cohn, co-founder of the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum, says canal schooners like the Lois McClure were basically the 18-wheelers of their day. They were sailboats that could also be towed through the canal systems.
These boats were blue-collar, workaday trucks from their generation.
Canal schooners carried lumber, coal, and stone. They'd even bring agricultural products like hay and apples down to New York City. But the railroad industry put a lot of boats out of business. By the 1920s, canal schooners were mostly obsolete, and their history was forgotten. But then museum divers found a canal schooner wreck on the bottom of Lake Champlain. They decided to build a replica and take it on tour.
As a historian, as someone who wants people to engage in their history, the boat was magical in that it provoked that. You know, you walked on board and you were interested. You wanted to know.
Crew member Len Ruth says working on the boat makes that history very real.
Just feeling what it was like for the people who lived on these boats, and a really good way to do that is actually to live on board and do things the way they did as much as you can.
We spend the night on the boat, and the next morning, the crew gets ready for work. It's chilly and pouring rain, but no one's really complaining. Up on deck, Len's wearing waders. His raincoat is pulled all the way down over his glasses. He says canal boat sailors from 1862 probably had weather just like this.
They would have had to put up with it when it happened just as we do. So, you know, we are real mariners.
We chug south to the Champlain Canal. It's a narrow passage with high concrete walls. The water slowly rises beneath us, and the gates swing open.
Go ahead and go out ahead of us. And then once we get out of the lock and start over towards the dock, you can make up on the port bow.
We tie up outside the local history museum. The crew gets ready for visitors, who will learn about a journey not too different than this one. Sarah Harris, NPR News.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town.
Thanks, Beach Boys. This is NPR News.